in a cozy position, which is quite consistent with what the chair was indicating, that the commission is indeed a process of inquiry of the facts, and that we do not believe people should be too liberal in their legal representation. And we had suggested initially in the Marikana Commission that people should be conservative in how they appoint legal practitioners to assist them in the commission. So and we've taken a position, and insofar as, and I'll come back to the Mpofu matter just now, but insofar as the legal representation, therefore, in the what is this other commission, the Arms Procurement Commission, we took a position that the state attorney is going to represent pretty much everyone, and we will augment the capacity as and when required. And we have agreed that insofar as the legal representation of everybody, the state attorney will do that. And there is counsel that we've already sanctioned to be appointed to assist the former ministers and the former president in the commission, and together with everybody else. So it's not that they have a separate counsel to the rest of the. That's primarily because we have one state process through which the arms were procured, and there were not 10 procurement processes. And therefore, we said to manage the cost, but also to just ensure that there's a congruence in that process. We do not want to overspend, and that's the situation. Now, specifically coming to whether Advocate Mpofu would be paid through the resources that are referred to, no. We've taken the matter, he's taken us to court, of course, and we've defended the matter on several occasions, the last of which we are now awaiting a court judgment on the matter. There are fundamentally two issues, other than the issue that the chair had already raised. We, as the Department of Justice, do not have a mechanism of paying for third parties. We have a mechanism of paying people who are in the employ of the state, whether in parliament, whether in the judiciary, or whether in government. We do not have a mechanism of paying people outside that fora. Now, that is the one reason. The second reason is that, strictly speaking, if there was any payment that needed to have been done, they would have applied to the legal aid, and the payments would have come through the legal aid. It's a legally recognized mechanism through which anybody else can apply for legal assistance and receive legal assistance. It has nothing to do against Advocate Mpofu, nor is it any way trying to say we do not want or support the case of the minors. We just do not have a legal mechanism of paying them. We will have to look at a different legal mechanism, but that is not managed by the Department of Justice, and that's the only point. And so if, however, the case were to come out differently from court and direct us differently, we will then deal with the consequences of the case depending on what the judge would have said. But so far, so good. Thank you.
Okay. Just to follow up, are you saying that there's never been a case where third parties have been paid for in terms of legal fees when it comes to commissions? So there's never been any exception. And if the department have decided to pay, it would have been an exception?
To your knowledge, did you?
To my knowledge, no. But I can't speak historically. I would then have to go and just verify that information.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of, but I will verify the information.
Okay.
I think you raise an important point, because moving forward from here, I think it's going to be important for everyone to understand the purpose of the commission. Nobody's on trial, and so there's no need for barrages or huge entourage of lawyers to descend on the commission.
Chairperson, In response to one of your questions yesterday, I prepared a slide to show you what was the budget for IJS. Mm. From 2002, and this was confirmed by Treasury yesterday, you can see that nearly 1.6 billion rand has been allocated for this program. Okay. The blue portion was when the money was under control of SAPS, and the orange portion when it came over to us in 2006 or 2007. You can see then for this financial year, 2013-14, is 155 million rand made available for the IGS program. If I can take you to the next slide, and I will share it with your researchers and secretariat. The next slide gives you a combination of the IGS and CJS spending. In total, it's 445 million rand, of which 300 million rand is for CJS. The rest is on top. Yes. Prison Criminal Justice System Review. Yes. The rest of the money identified IGS allocation, that is a total of 155 million. So from that 155, we buy certain services and capacity for National Prosecutorial Authority, social development, even correctional services. It's important to note that 300 million rand at the bottom is now the focus of Treasury and the Cabinet Committee. From these 300 million rand, we will allocate 134 million rand now to fund the cost associated with the commission, to the commissions, and support to the Human Rights Commission, as confirmed last week Friday by National Treasury. I quickly also want to share with you that this is a little bit of detail, but Parliament and yourself gave us the 300 million rand. What is the intention? Do you really want to, as part of this this cluster, the JCPS revamp, really want to invest appropriately? And what we want to reflect in this slide, injustice, we would want to do a lot of work around our digital court recording systems, ICT for the judiciary, even for the legal aid system in South Africa, enhancing the case management solution, 5 million rand, even in DCS, electronic monitoring, tagging, and also hardware service. So what we are saying in essence that this 300 million rand now reduce a bit will really assist the total cluster to enhance our connectivity and our capability to work better with our respective core documentation, ensure appropriate flow. But this is just a sense of the various projects that we want to fund. To come back then to the question of the Honourable Member, in our financial statements, we reflect fruitless and wasteful expenditure to the value of 49 million rand. Some of it relates to people not showing timely at certain airports when they need to fly, but there's one specific incident. The total cost, it relates to overcharging of legal fees of 38 million rand. What we've detected is, and the DG can also come in, and this is related to charging of legal fees in one of our state attorney's offices, where a certain portion of a service was allocated, and through scope creep, the project just became bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're saying, we really need to investigate this, and we kind of just award a contract to a certain legal practitioner for 5 million. At the end, we paid him 40 million. And we've quantified, that 8 million. I think the total payments to this particular incident was more than 60 million rand. But we've quantified 38 million as fruitless, and we will really go, and the AG is really focusing on this. We will need to deal with, and we are saying there is now disciplinary investigation in relation to the oversight on the management of the payments to a particular legal practitioner or service provider. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Your budget review process, really highlight, or gives departments an additional opportunity for funding. You during the budget review process sometimes make recommendations. We would want to share with you some of our challenges. The first one is security infrastructure, operations, and personnel. On average, we've got around about 300 million rand available, but we've spent on average 428 million. security women and the DG confirmed we've really contained the new contract, and because we cannot have elaborate security admin of budget once we don't have the baseline available. We raised with you and with Treasury the issue of municipal charges. We also raised with the newly commissioned and completed infrastructure. As we complete these respective courts, concurrently you will need to have staff that needs to operate those new courts. This is a medium-term view. We don't say all of these things needs to be funded in the next financial year. But if we say in 2 years' time we've got the Polokwane court concluded, then immediately there needs to be capacity. But we're saying it's not only in relation to us, but also the NPA and legal aid. The establishment of the Office of the Chief Justice, there is some little bit of capacity needed. We've quantified it. This is a very important one. The next one, transformation of state legal services. The DG earlier alluded to it. It's about really how do we create additional capacity for our state attorney together with appointment of the solicitors in general. So, we've quantified and costed it, and we're quite conservative. Treasury told us, in no uncertain terms, there's no new money, but we just want to be prudent and tell you that these priorities are areas that we possibly think we will need funding. On personnel cost, something that we need to absorb is the same as similar as OSD. The DPSA upgraded the salaries of staff from post level 3 to 5 in December 2012, and we needed to implement it. And it cost us a substantial amount, and we are increasing to see how they can possibly fund us. I mean, it's not my job, but when we speak as a collective and as a cluster, when we go to Treasury, we also sometimes allude on the needs of the National Prosecuting Authority. These were the needs that they've communicated to us. Those were communicated to National Treasury. Then, there's also reflection on legal aid board. They will possibly argue that we should not talk on their behalf, but we will try to work as a collective. Those were indications of some of their pressing priorities. We know it is substantially unfair to go to the fiscus and say, but we need 5 billion rand. But we want to be upfront that there is a breakdown of the money that we need. At the end of the day, if there's no appropriation from the fiscus, then we surely need to really cut down our baseline. I think for us, we should surely not necessarily cut down, but it means that certain services we can't expand. We are quite comfortable for now. We've produced some or delivered some limited capacity for the family advocate, but we really need to look internally on our departmental baseline on how we can, especially assist the state attorney, and build additional capacity there. If I can, sometimes, people will give us difficult assignments, and the DG says, management, you, thou shalt pay each one 1,000 rand. This is a court in White River that, somewhere there, the DG standing, Mr. Lawrence Bassett, on one Friday, as a senior manager, went there. Yes. This person here, although she's got some coverage, but we know who they are, okay, and even there. But the point is, I really would want to tell members, we've invested in senior managers 1,000 rand each, and we went there, did the work, and we structured the excellent partnership with correctional services. Go back to that court now and see how it looks. Even with correctional services, we've issued now an instruction that all our furniture be procured through their system instead of going out. So I think it is, we say the stuff out there and we can make contributions, and just be a little bit of innovation and commitment can bring us the efficiencies. So I think it's easy.
The only thing, Chair, that he's not showing you is how does this court look today.
No. Yes, today. Mr. Johnson, before and after.
Before and after. And we will, I think we have the photos, but
okay.
he will find the photos. But it's unbelievably different from what it was when we got there, and it's painted, and maybe just go back to the documents, the garage. go back. This is how it looked. These were the documents that were just there, if you know what I mean. But we've turned that situation around. We will just find the right clip to show the honourable members of how we've turned that situation around, just using minimal money to be able to turn that situation around, and we are very proud of that court. But Chair, I just wanted to respond to two issues. Hopefully you are done.
Yes.
We were asked how many positions have we filled of the 33 in the family advocate. It's the family law assistance. Yes, and we have filled all the positions and we have allocated all of them to the regions. I had been given the script, but unfortunately I gave it to Ms. Majagi because she was going. We will just provide that information. And but that was the money, that the investment that we had made last year when we realized that this thing was becoming a problem. So the current 20 million that we were speaking about, we are still then working on that, and the approval I think we only gave in July, and therefore we would not have made appointments as yet. Oh, okay. All right. Better still, we will print them, but they are here. Then there was a formulation that I couldn't recall, Chair, ERDOMS, I couldn't recall what it was. It's the remand detention offender management system. Everything else was correct. I just couldn't remember that. I just know we know it as ERDOMS, and I apologize. I couldn't just remember that.
Where I come from, someone who's dumb is stupid. When you kept saying ERDOMS, I was...
Chairperson, the biggest area of services that are in dire straits is the state attorneys, primarily. It's not the only, but it's primarily the state attorney. The record speaks for itself. It really needs a serious revamp. So those are the services that are going to suffer the most. Secondly, in vulnerable groups, there are a number of services that we can extend beyond the current carrying capacity. And just thinking from the top of my head, and of course the colleagues would assist me, we have to provide a number of support services to the people in these new sexual offences courts. We have to upgrade those courts to a blueprint model, the 9 this year. If we really cannot raise funds, I'm not saying we won't do them, but I would find it very difficult to raise additional monies for those courts. So this is the second area that I think will probably suffer. They will have to stay in the current formulation and not be upgraded to a blueprint model. The third area that I think is already suffering, but will suffer even more, its security. I had indicated that we were supposed to have procured a contract that would have given us a coverage to a total cost of $1.2 billion. We bought half the services using about $780 million, $782 million to be precise. Now, these are procurement figures that we had in 2009, so we've gone back to that. And yet we've built more courts, and we are continuing to unroll, to unleash more courts and more service areas. So, for instance, then these master services that we were requested to expand, we won't be able to expand necessarily. But in this current security contract, and that's probably the exigency of the issues around security. In the current security contract, we okay. Is there anybody who's not from government here? Check.
No.
Okay. No. Then I won't say what I was about
all
to
right.
say. So, but as long as we understand that security contract is the biggest problem.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you for another opportunity, Chairperson. On the pipeline is. The creation of 116 magistrates position. Now, soon it is the magistrate salary portion is funded, it's in the baseline, but concurrently you need at least 3 or 4 people in court to support the magistrate, interpreters, people operating respective systems. Concurrently you need legal aid and prosecuting capacity. Now, it seems Treasury would want to support us on a court support structure, meaning personnel to support the appointment of the magistrates. So I think if in your process, if you look at where you possibly can assist us, in addition to the family advocate services, the state attorney services, when we believe the court support structure in be legally board with this appointment of the magistrates, works will assist us. Thank you.
All right. We're going to have a challenge this year. It's an enormous challenge. The NPA DG, and they appeared before us on Tuesday, informed us, mindful of the fact that sexual offences courts are being reinstated, and together with everything else that they're faced with, require an additional 897 million. They've told Treasury this. Treasury has responded to them and said that they will only get 27 million. Now, I don't know what the implications of that decision is going to be. It sounds frightening. I don't know whether that means that the prosecutors, additional prosecutors, needed for the additional sexual offences courts may not be appointed. And if that's the case, then, I'll end up being like you, DG, won't sleep. But we'll see, Mr. Johnson, DG. We've taken note of your request. We'll have to incorporate it in our report and see how we can take it. We're still grappling with this new BRRR system. I'm speaking for myself. We've intimated to certain people that we're not happy with the way it's working. I gave a very simple example. We said, the Human Rights Commission, I think a year or two ago, wanted 34 million. 34 million is like, it's negligible. They never even responded to us. I said, now, 34 million, you don't even respond. So clearly there are things we still need to do, or perhaps we don't understand the system, or it's designed in such a way, one of our complaints is that time frames are extremely tight. We have little or no space in which to take up the matters you've raised now and deal with them effectively. And remember, there are, yesterday, a journalist said to me, yesterday there were 32 portfolio committee meetings at the same time. They're all doing what we are doing now. And so all 32 or 34 making similar requests, it's quite a daunting The thought is understandably frightening. Well, it's what the Constitution provides for. But right now, the way Treasury works, it's difficult for us. I don't want to say too much in case the media there starts writing things and I get into trouble. But we will, what we normally do is draft a report which is tabled. And then Parliament adopts it. In our report we will say DOJ must be given X number of million rand, NPA X number of million rand, and so on. And then we'll take it from there. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say. Ms. Adam?
I believe we are concluding, Chairperson. This is one thing that I want to bring under the department's attention. I'm sure, or maybe you might be aware that there was a shooting yesterday at the High Court here, a few meters away. I think that your security was really good because it was in a matter of a few minutes and the person was, yes. And you can actually see on the internet the whole, there's video, not video clippings, but there's from the cameras, you can see the pictures and things like that. So I think that's good. It's a pity that it happened at the doors of the court. I mean, you don't know if you go out of those doors what's going to happen on the other side, given the way the court is structured. But I think that your security was very good.
Well, DG, you've thanked us profusely, and we're grateful to you for that. Not often we get praise like we got today. allow us to thank you for all the hard work you and your officials have carried out over the year. We know that your task is not an easy one. We normally leave this kind of thing for the budget debate, but there's no harm in us saying thank you to everyone in the department. We've often made the observation when people criticize our justice system, saying, you know, every day people experience justice. They may not be happy with it. That's another matter. You just go to a court and sit there, and you'll see it's happening. And you've got to ask yourself, well, how is this all happening? You know, it's happening because there are people in the department who make sure it does. And we have to express our gratitude to you and everyone else.
Okay, we're done.
We're done, sir.
Finally.
We're done. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
See you next time.